Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday, everybody. Thank goodness we have one more day till Thursday, and we made it past hump day. Thanks for tuning in to Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo. I'm a relationship enthusiast and the host of this program. And Relationships 360 comes to you every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern with the goals of helping you to repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. Of course, many of you just celebrated Mother's Day, and we want to show some love to the moms who are raising children all by themselves by empowering them with information from tonight's show on how to overcome some of the special challenges they face as single mothers. And I brought two experts on the show tonight to help us out. Brian is a single mom of three who has beat many odds, including poverty and also being raised by a single mother, by climbing the corporate ladder and inspiring others as a life coach, public speaker, and mentor. She has a Bachelor's of Science in Biology from the State University of New York at Albany, and she's currently wrapping up her Master's at the University of Miami, where she also lives, and does some other work as well. I mentioned she's a public speaker and a life coach. And she's won several telecommunication industry awards over the years, having started her career as a telemarketer, and she quickly rose through the ranks as one of the few black sales engineer managers in the telecommunications industry. And then we also have on the show tonight Dr. Susan Douglas. She's in the house. She's a psychiatrist, and as a residential counselor in the 90s, and I have to apologize to Susan because I'm telling her age right now. As a residential counselor in the 90s, she built a housing unit for six teenage mothers and their infants. She counseled and planned activities for them as well. She's the founder of a wonderful website that I'm sure all moms can relate to called NoMommiesPerfect.com. She's a mom as well. She's also working on a book about real motherhood, and there's a chance Susan might publish your story. She's actually looking for moms to share their stories, and you can go to her website and find out more information about that. Again, the URL is NoMommiesPerfect.com. Susan and Marlene, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, again, I always appreciate, you know, when guests take time away, you know, from their families to, you know, join myself and my listeners on the program. It's a little bit around dinner time and then around some people's, you know, TV time as well. So I'm very, very appreciative of you guys hanging out with us for the next 55 minutes or so in the program. And to our listeners, you guys can call in and talk to Susan, Marlene, or me, your host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, at 714-409-0610. And you can find the number on the Relationships 360 Blog Talk Radio page or post it inside the chat room, where you can also type your questions and comments, which I'll do my best to share on the air. And if you didn't get to jot that number down, again, it's 714-409-0610, and it is published on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. Susan, before I have Marlene share her story of single motherhood, please tell our listeners about the website you just launched. Again, it's called NoMommy'sPerfect.com. You launched that in 2008. And also tell us how our listeners, again, can get involved with the book that you're working on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tiffany. I was working as a psychiatrist, as I still am, and my office is in Nashville at that time. It's now in Brentwood, Tennessee. And as a mother of a, my daughter Grace was 6 months at that time, I was struggling with motherhood myself, balancing work and motherhood. And then a lot of my clients were coming in and talking about their guilt and their feelings of guilt over not doing things right, not doing things the perfect way. And then I'd go home and feel the same way. And I thought, my goodness, I've been a labor and delivery nurse. I'm supposed to have all this knowledge of how to do this, and it's stressing me out. So where's the book on this? Where's the message? And I'd read books, and they would just really give me more information on how to do it the right way, which was more frustrating. So I thought, you know, there needs to be a message of that no one's perfect, no mommy's perfect. And I think I remember actually seeing it on some sort of MD article, just nobody's perfect, and it just felt like such a breath of fresh air, a nice drink of water to me. And so I thought, well, let's just say no mommy's perfect. And so I launched this. I launched it initially at the Southern Women's Show in Nashville at the Convention Center, and women just flocked to our booth and said, oh, I'm so glad someone finally said this, and put it on products and journals and different things and water bottles. But mainly the women wanted to share their stories. And when they found out I was a psychiatrist, they automatically, there's a certain level of comfort, and so they would stay and talk. And so we've decided to put all of this into a book. And so, yes, you can go to the website, which is No Mommy's Perfect, NoMommy'sPerfect.com. And there's a link where you can just share your thoughts on something funny that happened, something touching that happened, so that other mothers can feel very down to earth, because that's what we all are. One mother was very tearful about not being able to breastfeed, and I was quite sure I was going to breastfeed and didn't even buy any formula. And breastfeeding did not come easy to me. And so one night the well ran dry, and thank goodness I had some samples of formula. And my child got four hours of sleep in a row, and I was just so grateful for that. So you live and learn, and you just learn to say that there's not a perfect way to do things. So that's how it all came to be.
Well, I'm definitely we can help each other out as women. That's what I'm trying to accomplish with this program. You are accomplishing with your website, and Marlene is accomplishing with her life coaching and her mentoring and public speaking as well. You mentioned that the No Mommy's Perfect message is printed on water bottles, journals, and other products. We're actually giving, or you're actually providing either an eco-friendly onesie, a journal, or a tote bag, one of the three, to one of our listeners who emails feedback at relationships360blog.com with a comment about this show. We're going to do a random drawing. There will only be one winner. We're going to give you guys until midnight on Monday, May 16th, to submit your comments again to feedback at relationships360blog.com. When you do that, just know that you'll be automatically entered into the Relationships 360, or registered for the Relationships 360 email list, which is not a bad thing, because I'm going to be giving away a free gift as well. So even if you don't if you don't win either the onesie, the journal, or the tote from NoMommy'sPerfect.com, you'll get something from me. And you'll also get our newsletter and other special offers and, you know, information about how to improve your relationships as well. So definitely take advantage of that. And Susan, want to thank you for the giveaway as well. And again, Relationships 360 listeners, if you want to join in on the conversation as we go along, give us a ring at 714-409-0405. 0610, and please click the raise hand icon. So